This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
And today it's a chance to catch up with Mosgiel Tiree Community Board and Chair Rebecca Shepherd joins us in the studio. Morena, nice to have you with us, Rebecca.
Good morning, Jeff.
Fresh back from doing the cavalcade.
Yes, I was very lucky to spend a week doing that. It was incredible.
How was
yes.
that? Were you on foot or on horse?
On horse, yes.
So yeah. You're an experienced rider, or was this something that you just...
reasonably experienced rider. That's my first time to do a full week cavalcade, though. It was an amazing experience.
It's great to get out and see... a beautiful country from a different kind of perspective, I imagine.
You felt so fortunate to be able to cross all those beautiful high country. You know, we're over high country, we're over beautiful Otago farms, forestry. It was just amazing. We had some weather extremes. We had snow and sleet one day, and then beating hot sunshine the next. We really had the Otago experience.
Indeed, you did. I will look back and settled into working life and indeed community board life as well. We're just going to catch up on a few of the things that have been going on. Now, you and Andrew Sutton have been recently at a regional transport committee meeting held at the Otago Regional Council, and tell us what that was about.
That was a really nice opportunity to be able to address the regional transport committee. We had a 5-minute public forum, what they call it, and we were able to present reiterate the need for robust transport solutions for Mosgiel. We've obviously got a lot of development going on out there. I think I've said before last time we were here, and we've just got to make sure that infrastructure keeps pace with what's going on development wise. We've got a lot of people moving into the area, which is fabulous, but it's important that we make sure it's still livable.
I don't think there has been one edition of around the boards when talking with Mosgiel Tiree when transport hasn't come up. It really is a top priority issue for the citizens out there.
Yes, it is. And every time we're still due to put out a survey, but every time they do a survey, that's the number one thing. And every time I stop and talk to people in the street, at the library, anywhere, that's the thing that people say we've got to address. It's a safety issue, but it's also a livability issue. If we can just find some solutions, I'm going to let the experts work out what it is, but if we can find some solutions to ease that traffic pressure, it would be great.
Five minutes, not a long time to speak. You must have squished a lot in.
We did.
I
talk very fast when I get nervous, so I got a lot in there. What was nice, though, was that everything that we said that we'd prepared to talk about, when Waka Kotahi got to talk later on in the meeting, in the formal part of their meeting, that we weren't part of, we were allowed to stay for, they actually had already, on their slides, they were actually talking about a lot of the things that we were talking about, which isn't surprising because it's known, but it did feel as though they were listening to us, and they addressed our sort of little questions and things that we'd asked during the during our time, and it felt like we were listened to. And maybe I'm a bit optimistic, but it felt like they were finding solutions that might work for us.
You also briefly covered a potential bus service linking Outram to Mosgiel.
Yes, yeah, that's more a regional council initiative. It's come from the Outram community. There's a lot of people who don't drive for various reasons, whether they're too young to drive yet or whether they're retired or just not comfortable on the open road. That's a big stretch of open road between Mosgiel and Outram. If we could have a bus service that went even twice a week back to Mosgiel, and then people can connect through to town on those services to Dunedin, it would be amazing. So that was just something we addressed quickly.
Okay, well, that's a really good example, though, isn't it, of an issue that's being raised by, a proportion of the population out there, and they come to your community board and they say, look, is there anything you can do to advocate around this? And then that's where you kind of elevate the conversation.
Yes, and that's what we're trying to promote through our engagement with the community, is that that is an option to come to us. There are a number of people out there that have been doing that directly with the ORC themselves, and I sort of reached out to them and said that's something that we can help with, and it's probably not known that commonly that you can actually get the community board to step in for you. So I think we've got we can reach into a few more areas that maybe aren't so accessible to the public, and it's nice if we can be involved with projects like that, because we probably can help.
Yeah, and you get the ear of the ORC and others, and of course the Dunedin City Council at various meeting opportunities as well through the year.
We do, and those sort of opportunities create more opportunities as well. That regional transport meeting the other day, I've actually, quite a few of the councillors have contacted me and asked to meet after that, which is, you know, it's great. It means I can sit and have their ear for, even if it's 10 or 15 minutes over a coffee.
Now, a newish board, and you've taken a look at the community plan priorities and decided to do a bit of a rejig.
Yes, it comes up every year that you rejig. Well, you don't have to rejig, you can leave it as it is, but you try to align your community plan with what the council's plan is to a certain extent. Obviously, there's things that are specific to each board area, but what the DCC wants to be doing on their plan, if we've got things that can align with that, they're more likely to get done at the end of the day. So we also looked at our community plan and decided that perhaps the emergency response and the roading issues should be the top number one things that are at the top there. It doesn't mean that they get more attention, but it just means that they're there in the public eye, especially the emergency response and resilience. You know, living on a floodplain, it is important that we have that really high on our priorities. And I attend the resilience meetings, and it is important that we're prepared. Civil defence and emergency response people step in when there's an emergency declared, but you need to have the people there with the blankets, the food, organising the Lions Club to be getting food and coffees and tea and everything organised, and making sure that there's enough communications between various people around, putting sandbags in and things like that. It's all an extra thing that goes on in the background that you don't hear about so much on the news.
And these things can happen at any time, as we've found in the past, of course. And so as much pre-planning and thought you can put into it while you've got the capacity to do so, while you're not under emergency situations.
Certainly trying to get it organised, you know, in the cold light of day when you're not dealing with the emergency is a better idea. Mm. And we've obviously got flood in our minds on the Tyree, but we've also got to think about earthquakes. We've got to think about everything else. We've got, you know, climate change is happening, and it's important that we're prepared ahead of time.
Now, for your next Mosgiel Tyree Community Board meeting, you've got to change of venue.
Yes, we really decided to focus on engagement with the community, and we thought it would be a really good opportunity to get out into Outram and have our meeting there. We're going to be at the rugby club on the 1st of April. It'll be a nice opportunity to be available for people to attend for public forums, but we're also going to add an extra hour on the beginning of it. So normally the meeting starts at 4 and we're going to start at 3 just with an informal coffee and tea opportunity that Outram residents and anyone else on the Tyree, of course, can come along and meet us and talk to us directly and perhaps voice anything that they're concerned about, or hopefully any positive things that they have to say about what we're up to, or opportunities that we could take up.
There are always opportunities for public input into meetings, but this perhaps adds that other element of the informality around it, that you're going to just sort of get to know the people themselves who are on the boards.
And yes.
Because while you've got those formal opportunities to speak to meetings, you and other board members are out and about as part of the community through the rest of the year, right? So I imagine you get shoulder tapped from time to time, and people you do welcome the opportunity for people to sort of say, hey, look, you know, there's something going on that I think that you guys need to be aware about.
I think it's really, really neat, and being available in the community is really, really important. Obviously, we all are just walking around in town and available. Just the other day I was at the library and a couple of people talked to me about things, and it is important that we're available for those things. But then having an opportunity that's informal but at a place that people can just come along and have a chat, I think is another opportunity for us.
Right. Do you have the date for that next meeting?
1st of April.
1st of April it is. All right. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes out there. Lots of things always happening on the Tyree, of course, and the Community Board is not the only organisation out there that's across all of this. The Tyree Network, very busy, and I know I look forward to reading the Tyree Network's online newsletter because I'm always staggered by how much is going on, including coming up a hui for young people, the 2026 Tairi Rangatahi Youth Hui is going to be held on Thursday the 9th of April. You're going to have a couple of representatives there.
Yes, we are. Yes, it's a really good initiative, the Tairi Network, and they engaged some kids from the Tairi College senior students to put together a really interesting program. And over the last few years, they've sort of been developing it. This year, they're going to be having an amazing race, which sounds really cool. I haven't been to one before. My kids are a wee bit younger, but I'm definitely keen to go along this time. And Rose Finney, who attended this last time, she's been involved with Jean Bonner and trying to get the Mosgiel Tairi Community Board involved as well. So we're going to attend as kind of, I guess, an extra organisation there.
Well, still a chance to sign up for that, I believe. The fourth annual Tairi Rangatahi Youth Hui, that's on the 9th of April from 11 till 3. The venue's the Tairi Bowling Club. And it's designed for year 7 to 10, rangatahi, young people who attend school or live in the Mosgiel Tairi area. It will be a fun day for sure, engaging, lots of connection and activities, opportunities to learn more about what's available for young people in the community. So a great thing to be able to be part of, and just one of the many things that's going on out on the Tairi at the moment. Do encourage you to maybe look online if you've got access to the internet and you're interested in what the Tairi Network is collecting together in terms of information about what's going on, to check it all out. And, of course, to engage with your Mosgiel Tairi Community Board. And as we've heard, the board is really serious about amping up its community connection over the coming weeks and months. Rebecca, always great to catch up. Thanks for popping over the hill, so to speak, and coming and seeing us here on ORFM. We look forward to another opportunity to catch up with you again in a few weeks.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM, Dunedin's awesome morning show. For more information about Dunedin's 6 community boards and contact details, visit the Dunedin City Council website, dunedin.govt.nz, or phone 477 4000.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.